they don't want parents that are going to have a shaky marriage because one or two of the parents was like helicopter parenting, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let the kid be a kid. The priority is the marriage. And it's nothing to say that you shouldn't be the best parent you can. For sure, do that. But don't sacrifice or put the marriage on the back burner. Don't put the special time, the date nights, the kind words, the extra patience for your spouse on the back burner and put everything towards your child. Welcome back to The Donkey.
And the Bee.
Where men are jackasses.
And women are biatches.
Where we work together to build an extraordinary life.
Tune in to up your game in your marriage, entrepreneurship, and finances. Welcome back to another episode of The Donkey and the Bee with your hosts, Brett and Laura Shakavis. And if you don't know by now, Brett is the donkey, I am the bee, and we are coming at you talking all things marriage, entrepreneurship, and finances.
Well, today we're talking about your marriage in the perspective of your kids, your marriage versus your parenting. And I wanted to start because when we were first having our first daughter in, she was born in 14. So we were given this book based on referral on sleep training, and it was called On Becoming Baby Wise. And,
Sorry, that's my cue. It's by Robert Bucknam and Gary Izzo.
Thank you. I wasn't going to remember that. So it was about sleep training, right? But that's not our topic today. What I really, really loved about this book is they had this principle, this theme that was woven in through the whole thing about that your marriage is the priority over your kids. And maybe I can rephrase that. You're going to be a great parent and all that kind of stuff, but ultimately, like, the priority is your marriage. You got to take care of your marriage first, and then your kids will be successful. And I really see a problem with that because I see so many young parents, right? Especially your first kid, your second kid. Maybe by the time you get to like your sixth kid, you're like over it. Like, this little turd is going to be just fine, right? Like, but you know, young moms, young dads, that first kid or two, right? Everything's about the baby. It's so frantic. I have to have everything first, perfect. And a lot of times you see all of these things hustling, trying to figure out for the baby at a sacrifice to the marriage. And I think that is a problem, what we have here, because ultimately we took this approach, and I really took it from this book, that for us to have great children, for us to be great parents, for our kids to be successful, we had to be successful first in our marriage. That had to be the foundation that we built our parenting on.
I think the foundation of what we are discussing here has a lot to do with the mom and where the security of the mom lies. If the mom finds security in having their children need her, then I think that it can stem to other problems. Whereas if the mom finds her security in a relationship with God or somewhere else, I think that that is a better foundation to build that parenting and marriage on versus having it just be on, oh, my child needs me and I feel security. I feel secure because my child needs me. So a lot of it has to do with the mother.
I can for sure see that. I think there's a lot of times where you see a young mom, you clearly see them finding security in the neediness of their kids, right? Mm-hmm. They feel important, special because their kid always needs them. And they're perhaps not putting their child best interest first, right? Like, they should have a little bit more tough love. Let them grow a little bit. Let them, you know, scrape up their knees, go play. Like, you don't have to always cling to mom's hip. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a lot of this is at the sacrifice of the marriage, right? When you're in this stage and it's like everything is about the kid, then what gets left off is the husband, mm-hmm. is the marriage, is mm-hmm. the date nights, is yeah. sex. All of these things, your kid, first and foremost, wants a successful parents, right? They want successful examples that are going to be there all the way through their entire life. They don't want parents that are going to have a shaky marriage because one or two of the parents was like helicopter parenting, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let the kid be a kid. The priority is the marriage. And it's nothing to say that you shouldn't be the best parent you can. For sure, do that. But don't sacrifice or put the marriage on the back burner. Don't put the special time, the date nights, the kind words, the extra patience for your spouse on the back burner and put everything towards your child.
Yeah, I think in the Baby Wise book or somewhere, I'm not sure where I heard this, it said, your children come into your world. You don't go into your children's world. And that kind of put a perspective in my mind, like, yeah, like we're living our life, we're going to date nights, we're working, we're doing what we're doing, right? And they're coming into our world. They need to acclimate to us. So we have structure, we have schedule. They need to acclimate to that, not the reverse. And so when I first heard that, I was like, wow, that's really good. That's exactly how it should be. And I think a lot of times we see it the opposite.
For sure we do. So we have this motto in our family, and it's called four. And we'll do it. We'll throw up our four fingers, put our thumb, you know, behind our palm there. And it represents, it's a symbol to our girls. And we taught them so young. Like, here's what this means, right? It means like we're together, right? Each one of us, we pointed out like, you're this finger, right? I'm this finger, right?
I'm the tallest finger because I'm tallest.
Yeah, there you are. You're the middle finger. So like, this is what it meant. It was this motto that we taught them, that it was not about you, and it's not about you, and it's not about me, or it's not about Laura, right? It is us together, our family. There's four of us. We're not having any more kids. The dog doesn't make the cat, even though my daughter thinks that we should have five for the dog. Four is what it is. And that's our motto of we are together. It is one family unit. It is not prioritizing the kids over the mom, the kids over the dad, the kids over the marriage. Right. And I think even though we have this, it really comes back in kind of priorities, right? There's you and I. You and I are going to be together for the next 50 plus years, right? Our girls, they're going to have their own husband. They're going to have their own kids. They need to make their own motto for their own family, right? Like, they are not going to be with us the whole time. I do not want to sacrifice or put cracks in our marriage foundation to overly put our kids, put them on a pedestal, right? Like, to sacrifice what we are building together. Our foundation and love for each other is what we parent on, not the other way.
I think that in essence will create secure kids. I can tell you, I came from a divorced family, and I think I was pretty secure as a kid, but I think it made me kind of second guess marriage, seeing divorce, because I saw it everywhere. My friends' parents were divorced. And so I think it kind of makes you uneasy. It kind of makes you second guess relationships. And so I think having a household where the mom and the dad are putting their relationship first, I think the kids then see that and they're more secure, not only in themselves, but in relationships later on down the road.
Yeah, I think that those secure kids, that's really our goal, right? Secure kids become successful adults. And that's really my position here. How do I, as a father, create successful adults? And it really starts by us putting our marriage first and saying, here is the example, right? I may not say all these things, but I'm showing you them 100 times a day. You're seeing how a man treats his wife. You're seeing how a wife treats her husband. You're seeing the respect. You're seeing the love. And that is our first and foremost priority. Let me show you instead of let me teach you or let me tell you, right? And like, and most parents don't, I don't think really even are that cognizant of these things. But when you can say, hey, you know what? My priority is our relationship. Then it kind of puts some things in perspective. When you're having some disagreements, when you're saying, hey, we should do this, but no, the kids are too busy. They have games and they have practice. We can't have date night. Like, and you think to yourself, well, we haven't had date night in 6 months, right? Like, it's a little checks and balances there. You can come in from this perspective and say, you know what? We're going to put our marriage as the priority, right? Our kids are super important, but you know what? Like, we're not teaching them how to get divorced. We're teaching them how to stay together. And this is us teaching them how to stay together.
You hear a lot of adults talking about their kids moving out. And in most cases, it's always a negative thing. I don't know if you can correct me.
The empty nesters.
The empty nesters. Yeah, the empty nesters when the kids move out. It's like, oh yeah, my last kid moved out. You know, it's just so quiet around the house. And it's always this like somber voice. Yeah. And like, you can tell they're really sad. And don't get me wrong, I'm going to maybe be a little sad when they move out. But to be honest with you, like, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great time. It'll be different. It'll be a different lifestyle that we'll get used to it. But I think because we've built that foundation of putting our relationship first, I don't think it's going to feel that awkward or odd. You know, we hang out with each other all the time. We go on date nights. So it's not, I feel like it's not going to be a huge transition for us.
Yeah. Well, some families, everything revolves around the kids, right? So the baby stage, yeah, I understand that. And then it gets going into sports or academics or all these different things, right? You become the shuttle, right? You're just the Uber mom going from spot to spot to spot, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing about you or the marriage or anything like that. And, we said, here's our priorities, right? Our marriage is that priority. So there's a lot of things we just say no on the girls. Mm-hmm. Like, no, we don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. No, we're not going to sacrifice these things. No, four is our motto. We're doing this together. We're mm-hmm. having family dinner almost every night together, right? That's just what we do. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Your friends can wait. You can go play another time. You can go hang out another time.
Mm-hmm. Or there's things that we make them do, like go to concerts with us. Even if they don't want to go, I'm like, no, you're going. This is a family affair. You're going right. to the concert with us. It's an appropriate concert for kids. We actually won tickets to a concert and they were like, oh, we're not going with you, right? And we're like, yes, you are. You're going with us. This is a family night.
Damn right. Yeah. But I think that this stage of life, when your parents, you have your kids in your house for 18, 20, maybe 25 years, hopefully not longer. But your marriage it's not 25 years, 20 years, right? Your marriage is 50 years, 60 years, right? Like, we've been married almost 20 years. We got at least another 40, 50 years together, maybe longer, right? Like, we have to prioritize what we have because honestly, in the perspective of things, us having our kids in our home is what, one third, one mm-hmm. quarter of our entire marriage, mm-hmm. right? Like, why would you make everything about 25% of this time period? Mm-hmm. Right, like you and I are together forever. This is the core of it. Our girls, they're going to be together forever with hopefully their own husband, mm-hmm. right? And I want them to take this principle with it.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of The Donkey and the Bee. We have one ask from y'all, just one. If you got anything from this episode or any prior episodes, please like and subscribe. It'll reach a ton more people if you do so, and so we would really appreciate that. We will see you on the next one.